This is an Audio Holdings production.
Little Johnny Allen Hendricks was born into a world at war at 10:15 a.m. on November 27, 1942, at Seattle's King County Hospital. For his mother, the former Lucille Jeter, barely 18 and in delicate health, it was hardly a time for celebration. With no money, no home to go to, and her newlywed husband off to war, Johnny was about to be launched onto a treadmill of instability that would mark his childhood and color much of his adult life. Meanwhile, James Allen Hendricks, a private in the U.S. Army based in Alabama, was in the stockade when news came about his firstborn son.
I was going to try and get a furlough to go home, see what commanding officer told me. He said, well, Hendricks said, you won't be able to go home. He said, because transportation was slow then. They weren't flying anybody then like they do now. I remember after chow one evening, right after I cleaned up my mess gear and so on, so I come over there and they named all the guys that were going to the stockade that night, and here I was one of them. I said, what the heck I'm going to the stockade for? A little sergeant was taken down there. He said, I don't know. He said, just general principles, I guess.
In fact, it was 3 years later before Al was finally discharged and made his way to California to pick up his son, who'd been in the care of a friend of Lucille's mother, a kindly woman named Mrs. Champ.
Jimmy, he went from different ones there. Got his grandmother couldn't very well take care of him. And the aunt, she was having kids also, so. Because I know several people told me, said, well, they're taking care of him kind of partially, like.
The woman, she wrote me a letter and told me, she said, now, I want you to keep this letter. She said,